And once again, welcome back here to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbutt here with you today, starting our second interview of the day. Of course, earlier we had State Senator Virgil Peck with us. Now I've got Charles Skank with us from Skank Insurance in Coffeyville and Independence. So Charles, good to see you once again here this week. And, well, what do we have to talk about today?
Good morning, Kyle. My voice is a little rough and recovering from some head whatever drainage and everything going on, but I'm thankful to be here. And the verse I have for today is Psalm 37:25. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the world today. Inflation, political uncertainty, and all kinds of uncertainty in all kinds of areas. But this verse gives me comfort that to know that at the end of the day, that God takes care of his own. And that's a important thing to hang on to. Sometimes we think that we've got it to sort of paddle our own boat. And we do have a responsibility to do our best, to do what we can. But at the end of the day, without God, we're all in trouble. So just want to leave that thought with everyone today. My dad is with my family. We have family from out of town. My sister's from Oklahoma City, her and her seven kids and her husband. And my other sister, she lives towards Pittsburgh, and she's here. And so he's begged some time off and spending time with them. But I've been thinking about retiring, and a lot of our listeners maybe have been working for how many ever years where you're at, and you've spent a lot of time there, and sort of your identity is there where you work. You know, that's sort of who you are as an employee, as a worker there. And the thought of stopping working sometimes isn't very appealing, not because you just love to work, but because the shift, the transition from one state to another, the state of being employed to the state of being unemployed or retired, is a daunting thing. There's all kinds of questions. You think about your health care, you think about your income, you think about how you're going to spend your time, you think possibly about that other guy that quit that didn't live very long. And sometimes quitting, I say quitting, retiring, leaving employment can be a, it feels like, is this the last step? You know, what is next? And I can't get a job anywhere else for the wages I'm making where I'm at. I couldn't go start somewhere else. Even if I'm sick of my job, it's going to be a downgrade if I go to work anywhere else. And There's just a lot of questions, bittersweet feelings sometimes, sweet feelings thinking about being off, being able to travel, being away from all the responsibilities of work, and bitter thinking about changing. And I just want to encourage people to do some serious thinking. A lot of times it's easy to push the snooze button, say, I'm just going to keep working as long as I can. And I've seen people, they're, you know, get to age 70, 72, and they're still working. And a lot of times they're the oldest or nearly the oldest guy at the plant. Everybody else around their age had already quit. And sometimes we need to stop and say, what am I really trying to achieve by continuing to work? Maybe with Social Security, maybe if you and a spouse or your savings are sufficient, maybe the time has come to turn to the next chapter in life. And just from the experience of dealing with people that are retiring, every once in a while, most of the time, they tell me, they say, I'm busier now in retirement than I was ever while I was working. Like they have somehow they've realized that there's a whole nother world that they haven't been experiencing, a world of different responsibilities. It's not like they have no more have responsibilities. They have different responsibilities, whether that's helping their spouse, whether that's getting things done around the house. Rarely do I find somebody they say, I am just as bored as can be. Now, occasionally I've heard a person say, I retired and I'm bored. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a sign that you retired a hair too early, possibly. Or it's a sign that maybe you haven't adjusted to retirement and you're not getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to, you know, and you're sort of still in that work mode. But I would encourage our listeners to examine their lives, to examine sort of what do they want to get out of life? Do you want your kids, your grandkids to remember you as someone being there for them as they were maybe in their developing, growing years, especially your grandkids? Or do you want them to remember, you know, their grandparents as employed and working and busy and tied up with their lives to not really focus on them as much as they could otherwise? Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to make anybody's decision for them. I'm trying to get them to think and recognize that there's pros and cons. There's trade-offs. And sometimes we can be so busy making our boss's dreams come true with our labor that we're putting our own dreams off to make them come true. And because of that, we're putting our dream on hold. And life is precious, and we're only gonna make this. There's no dress rehearsal. This is it. This is life. There's not another do-over. And so when you retire, the timing of your retirement is something to deeply consider. And what we do is we help people with retirement, and we help people think through these things. To, you know, one of the big questions that I hear a lot is, have I saved enough for retirement? Is what I've, you know, put aside, is that going to fund my retirement? And I will say that no matter how much you have, you're always going to feel like it's maybe a little short of what you need, and you need just a little bit more, or maybe you think you need a lot bit more, whatever it is. But I have found from my experience that people don't tend to need quite so much as what they really think they need. And the people that are the most worried about having money saved for retirement, in my experience, I've found have saved the most because they've been thinking about it and because they've been focusing on that. And so I would encourage our listeners that if you're at that stage in your career, I would encourage you to set an appointment. First, I encourage you to think about it on your own. And then if you need a second opinion, and if you need somebody to bounce it off of and somebody that deals with this stuff all the time, come and talk to us. What's amazing to me is I've seen people who have stayed employed when they desperately wanted to be unemployed. They desperately wanted to be retired for what they found out later was sort of a silly reason. They were continuing to work, continuing to put in all the hours because of some thought in their head that they had to, because fill in the blank of something they maybe misunderstood about retirement. And once they figured that out, they said, well, I can move on. I can start a new life. I can, you know. And so sometimes we need to have an outside source look at our thinking. And because like I said, there's no dress rehearsal. This is it. And your time is precious, and the time that you could be spending with your family or maybe another pursuit that you would like to pursue, that is very valuable time. And with some wise counsel, it's possible that you could make a more informed decision. So
yeah, absolutely. So some great words about retirement, Charles. And so we'll take a break. We'll come back here in about a minute. And of course, we'll have more information here for you. But again, ask the experts with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690 KDGF. And once again, back here on the Mighty 690 KDGF, Connor Harbert here with you with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Earlier, we talked a little bit about retirement. We had some words regarding that topic. But Charles, what else do we have to talk about today?
Thank you, Connor. So this is New Year's Eve, and it's hard to believe end of 2021 is upon us. And I just want to thank our listeners. I want to thank God for a good year that he's given us. And there's been a lot of loss this year. There's been a lot of a lot of struggle this year. But God has been faithful, and I'm so grateful for that. And looking forward to next year, we have a lot of exciting things in store. We announced a few weeks ago that we'd purchased the old O'Reilly building there in Independence. And that progress, that process of transforming that into an office building is underway. It's going to be a long process. You know, I don't know how many months it's going to take, but it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. But that's in the works. We have other opportunities, other certifications, things that we're pursuing to be able to help our clients in other ways. And I'm very excited about the year ahead. I'm very excited about our team, and I feel like we have the best team that we've had in a long time. But none of that would be possible without our clients that are I don't know, they're everything. Mm-hmm. They're everything. And so our future is bright. But that's because of you all. And so I just want to thank you. I appreciate you. And we're looking forward to a great 2022, and we're thankful for an excellent 2021. And I wish all of our listeners a great new year. I hope that your year is better than this year. Even if this year was a good one, I hope next year's even better. And I don't know what all is in store, but as long as we keep moving forward, doing our best, and putting the rest in God's hands, I think we can expect the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly something to look forward to in 2022. We've appreciated having you stop by, of course, for the rest of 2021. And once again, we'll see you in 2022. This is going to continue on. And of course, hopefully Gary, he'll get to feeling better. You'll get to feeling better as well.
Yeah.
And we just appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you. We can be found at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. You'd also reach us by phone at 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. And our Coffeyville office is at 802 West 8th. Phone number there is 620-236-6930, 620-236-6930. We are closed today for the New Year holiday, but we will be open Monday, and we're excited to be facing a new year.
Absolutely. So once again, Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC in both Coffeyville and Independence stopping by, of course, for your Ask the Expert today. So we'll go ahead and move on here. We've got Fox News coming up in about 4 minutes or so, but after that, we will start open line around 8:45 here today. So hopefully you'll stick around with me as we move on through the rest of the 8 o'clock hour. But for now, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.